We are learning Mesechtes Shavuos Daf Chavches Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Daf Chavches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav, beginning of a line. Amar Rav, if someone says like this, Shavuos La'Eichel Kikar Zu Im Eichel Zu, he makes a Shavua and he has two parts of it. There's a Tanai. It's Chal, the Shavua is Chal if he does something else. So just give a funny example, just to make it clear. A guy says, I'm not going to eat this babka im oichel zu if I eat this sponge cake. So as he says, so the sponge cake over here is the Tanai, and the Issa Shavua is the babka. He says, Shavua shlo oichel kikazu, I'm not going to eat this babka if I eat this sponge cake, I'm not going to do that. So there's two parts. There's the Issa and there's the Tanai. That's the two things. And he was telling one and the other one. Now Rashi, as Agdama, Rashi is mechadish to us, that if the first thing you ate was b'shoigig, the first thing you ate, either the tanai or the iser, the first thing you ate was b'shoigig, the shvua is not chal. Because there's a din of odom b'shvua, and the odom b'shvua means that you have to have your full faculties when you are making the shvua. So you actually, when you made the shvua, you were 100%, you remembered everything, but it wasn't chal yet. It's only chal when you eat the first item. When you eat the first item, then it's chal. For example, if you eat the babka, now if you eat sponge cake, it becomes also mafreya, the babka. So once you eat the first thing, and obviously if you eat the sponge cake, then the babka is also, because that was the tanai. Either one, Rechash Rashi, if either one was a mistake, then it's not chal at all. That's just a fact that Rashi puts down in the Ramask Omer Rav. So now let's see like this. Omer Rav, Ashur Soech Gazu, Mach Gazu, Va'ochos Rishoina V'shoyeg. Rishoina means, that means the tanai. The Rishoina is always called the tanai, because that's the thing you have to eat first, usually that activates the shua. The shua really was on the babka. Here, va'ochos v'shoyin v'shoygig. So you went and ate the sponge cake by mistake, v'shoygig. Va'ashniya, and the second thing, the babka, even made it. He knew that the shua was activated, v'shoygig, and you ate it, you're potter. Why are you potter? So he said the reason. The reason is potter is because since the tanai was eaten v'shoygig, so it's a chasaran in ha'odom v'shua. Va'odom v'shua. Now, if it be, that's a chasaran odom v'shua. So that's the case of Ochal Shoyna Meshoigi Veshniya Bemezid at Yipater. What about Rishoyna Bemezid? If you ate the sponge cake Bemezid, means on purpose, now you activated it, Veshniya Meshoigi, and you ate the Babka Meshoigi, then you chayav a carbon. That's classic Shua. There's no other Shua here. You ate the sponge cakes, now I activated the Shua now. Now I have an Isser Shua to eat the Babka. I forgot all about it. And I ate the babka, you are chayev a carbon of the yard, because that's a classic case of shoygeg. Shteyem b'shoygeg, potter. If they're both b'shoygeg, it's potter. Again, that's pashut. If both potter, according to Rashi, either one, either order. If you eat the first one b'shoygeg, you're potter. So of course, shteyem b'shoygeg is potter, because you're missing in odom b'shua, so therefore shteyem b'shoygeg is potter. On top of our base, shteyem b'mezid. So it depends. If you eat both of them b'mezid, so it depends over here. Now, we'll talk about outside first. If it's both bemezid, so let's say you ate the sponge cake bemezid, and now I have a shua. So I eat the babka bemezid, so I'm chayav malchus, because the shua is here, and I'm eating something for sure. But let's say it's the other way around. I ate the babka first bemezid. Now I eat the sponge cake bemezid. So the halacha is, the first thing you ate, the babka, wasn't us yet. So I couldn't warn you for that. And the second one is not the Isser, that's the Tanai. So the halach is that if you warn him for the first one, it's a machlaikis, because Asra is suffic. L'mafreya might be an Isser. We don't know if he's going to eat the sponge cake eventually. So we eat that babka, it's totally not Asra is suffic. So let's read inside. Shtei b'mezid, akul the Tanai, first ate the Tanai, now you activated the Isser, v'hod achle l'isure m'chayiv, poshu chayiv malchus, that's mezid. Akle l'isure, you ate first the Isser, and then you ate the tanai, plukta the Rabbi Yechon over Rosh Lakish. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Which is what? Lamandi Amar, which is machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish, is Hasra Sofik Shma Asra. So Lamandi Amar, Hasra Sofik Shma Asra, Chayiv. So here, when you eat the first thing, the babka, let's say you warn him, don't eat it, because you might eat the sponge cake and come out of a shua, and it'll be a shua. So that's enough, according to Lamandi Amar. Hasra Sofik Shma Asra. Which I think is Rabbi Yechanan. Lamandim alav shma asra potel. If your shlokas holds lav shma asra, then you are potel. So that's very geshmak, very easy to understand. We had here a few different combinations, but we got the halachas klar. Now, the same rules We have the next type of case. Talon zu bezu. Yeah.
Yeah. He says that it's higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, it's the lab. Lab. You warn him that if you're eating this babka, and if you eat the thing, yeah, it's Rabbi Yossi, yeah. That's right. It might be a shvur. Don't eat it because you're taking a big chance now. So
any scenario, there has to be a
straw. Right. Every scenario has to be a straw. I understand, yeah. So here, the straw is off. Yeah, any malchus has to be a straw, yeah. You have no idea what makes it. So talon zu bezu. Now, we're going continuing in the same type of cases, but here, there's a twist. Talon zu bezu, which means like this. He said, lo yichol zu meichol zu. I'm not going to eat babka if I eat sponge cake, and lo yichol zu, I won't eat sponge cake in meichol zu if I eat babka. So remember, you have both ways. Both pieces of cake have a tanai on it and an isser on it. That's what he did. Talon zu bezu, lo yichol zu meichol zu, and lo yichol zu meichol zu. And what did he do? He first ate the babka b'zodin atzma on purpose that you know it's going to be a shvua over sugar's chavrita, but you forgot that the chavrita that when you eat this activates the isser on the sponge cake. So you know that this has an isser shvua on it, but you forgot this activates something else. B'zu b'zod, and then you ate the sponge cake b'zodin atzma of sugar's chavrita. You are potter. And the reason why you're potter is because here there's a shaygig on the activation. Like Rashi says, Zochuhu shenishpa lehem yechel chavrita, ava shechuachu, you forgot shenishpa a chavrita em yechazu, that if you eat this, that'll be awesome. V'cholav shvuas atzma. V'cholav shvuas atzma shvuach chavrita is chavzim afreya. Ava shvuas chavrita lecholav. Why? Because achira shayna, There was you forgot about it, you forgot about the thing, and it says, and the next one you eat. So that's very easy. When you eat the first piece of babka and you forgot, this activates the sponge cake, so the sponge cake won't become issa shua, and that won't become issa shua. And when you ate the babka also, it was not chal the shua yet when you ate that. And vizu, even though you ate mezid, vizu is on as the chavrut the potter bein malchus shnia shu mezid bein mekarvin shor reshayin. The Rashi says shorvel shoyglem afreya kisha ochel as shnia me malchus hashnia potter could appreciate shechol of shvua metchila. Right, that was pashut. The malchus on shnia, we eat now the sponge cake. You're not chayv malchus. You know you're eating a mezid. Why? Because it never was chal shechol of shvua metchila. I the carbon shalom afreya. I'm a kavod shalom afraid there is shayin a pata shlo has shugav dechila. It wasn't a shaygig, and you need to be chayiv a kavod. You need a mezid. There could be a case they should be chayiv because maybe you should now when I'm eating this you should be chayiv now maybe on a mezid. The teretz is because it's a chayiv has to be going kwentam adama hasra asafik lo shma hasra because here you ate the first. One, b'mezid atzma, you know it's going to be a shvua on this, let's say it was the babka. You know the babka is going to have a shvua, but you don't know it's an act, right? But you don't know it's an act of the next one. So you ate it on purpose, and now you ate it on purpose over here, and so that's fine, but you forgot that's activating something else. Okay? So it's not going to activate the issa on the, sponge cake. That's good. That's very clear. So now, when you eat the sponge cake now, afterwards, so far you didn't do any issa when you ate this, nothing was chalit. So now, we ate this, it didn't really activate the sponge cake because it was a mistake. And mistake is adam mashua. Then when I eat the second one, I know that it's a zodin atzma, I know that it became usher from the first one, but it didn't because it was a shaygig. So you're not chayiv on the zodin on that. And now it's a shaygig on that I activated. So now what's the problem? Now it's a shaygig on now that I'm eating this. There's no chi of shaygig on that. That's the tanai. The part of the sponge cake that's the tanai is no chi of shaygig on it. Right. So the thing is that there it's a sra sofik. At least a sra sofik. Because when he ate the mezid, I don't know. Right. So he's high. He's lichnel carbon because that was amazing. And it was mutter to eat. Ulai might be a Sra suffix. Rashi doesn't speak this out. Rashi just handles the carbon, which is a little bit of an aura on Rashi. So So here, Be'etzem, if it could be there, it could be Shayach Malkus, according to the Amad Yom, because we're not going to go down the Amad Yom, they don't really speak it out. The Rashi doesn't really speak it out. I've seen maybe some Svarim do speak out, maybe that'll be talking about Machlaikus if it's Chal or not in such a case. So that is this case where it's Zubizodin Atzma B'Shugas Charavta, Zubizodin Atzma Charavta. That's good. Now, what about the next case? Let's say Shteyem B'Shugig. If everything was B'Shugig, you're Potter. Because there's no activation whatsoever. So Shteyem B'Shugig is Potter. Oh, did I skip something? Where is the Zuba? Let's go back to the beginning because I want to make sure I didn't skip anything. Zubizodin Atzma B'Shugas Charavta, Zubizodin Atzma B'Shugas Charavta is Potter. I did skip something. Zubishigas Atzma. Is chayiv, which means like this: when you ate the first one, you forgot that it's a shua. If you eat the other one, so when you ate the babka, you forgot that it's a shua on this babka. If you eat the sponge cake, and so in that case, it's not called. So gabi, that it's not called adam shua. Gabi shua today like kriya adam shua. Rashi says so. Ochal shnia, ochla b'shigas atzma. And you ate the second one, but that you forgot that you made a shua. But you remembered that you made a shua on the first one over chilos shliatos. The halacha is you chayiv the carbon on the second one because you remembered that you remembered. Here, the case was the opposite. B'shigas atzma v'zal l'charvata. That means when I ate the babka, I knew that it's activating a shua on sponge cake. So now, very geshmak, when I eat the sponge cake, I'm chayiv a carbon. Right? When I eat the sponge cake, v'shayig, also, the second one also, shigas atzma v'zodim chavrata. So when I eat the sponge cake, eat the second case, sponge cake, l'char, the v'shayig given, I have a carbon, because it was activated amazing.
That's the classic case.
Right. So that's the classic case, exactly. You have carbon ashtiyah, because it's chal shvas olav. Right. And we eat it, the chayiv shaygig. But Malkus on the first one, you're not going to be chayiv because that wasn't in mechal. So therefore, it's not going to be chayiv on the first one. It says chayiv means dafka on the second one. Because on the first one, on the babka, you forgot about the shvuas atzma. You just knew it activated it. So you ate there. And you're not going to be chayiv there l'mafreya any carbon. You're not going to be chayiv any carbon l'mafreya on that. You're chayiv carbon on the second one, but you're not going to be chayiv on the first one because there was no. So there that one happened because it wasn't mechal shvur there actually on the first one. What's the case over here? The zodin atzma of shugas chavrata and the other one was a shayig anyway. You're not going to be chal anyway. The whole thing won't be chal. That shvur won't be chal. The reason is, like we said before, according to Rashi, it's very geshmak. We said before, Rashi holds that if you're shaygig on the first part of something, no matter what, nothing's chal. That's what we said before. So here, on the babka, you were shaygig, so it wasn't chal. It was never chal. So the babka you're not chayiv for. You're only chayiv on a sponge cake. Because I ate the babka, I knew it's activating a tanai, but I didn't know about the thing itself. So that you put on. You only chayiv on the second one, because the second one, a new bat activation, so you chayiv a carbon. That's very clear. So zubis shigas atzma v'zodah chavrata, zubis shigas atzma v'zodah chavrata. Chayiv means because you are chayiv only on the second one, not the first one. Shteyim b'shoigig, if they are both b'shoigig, then you're potter, and that's easy because they're both, start off as a shoigig anyway, both the tnai part and the and the eating the part, either one, the part, because we said, anyway, it's not Otto Meshua, but Shtayim Meshaygig. What about Shtayim Bemezid? Shtayim Bemezid, Ashniya Mechayiv. So Shtayim Bemezid means like this. So I ate both of them, so I definitely activated an Isser on the sponge cake, and so far I ate the Babka Beheter, you know, it was Mezid. Now when I eat the second one, I'm Chayiv Malkus on the Babka, on the sponge cake. And I activated now a shvua on the babka, but that's the mafreya. So that's totally on shvua sofik shma asra. Shteyim b'mezid, ashtiyah mechayiv, arishoyna plukta arich rosh lakash. Adkan, the combinations of rava, and that's the hard part is over. Zotik maravaita. So I'm Rav Mari, afanai matinu. Rav Mari to bring a raya to this yisoid, that if you're toiling something, then you forget about part of it, it's not chal. That's what he's bringing a raya to. And it's really, he's going to say it's a Mishnah Nadarm really. The Mishnah Dharm says, "Avon Adarm Matiru Chachamim Nidrei Zuzim Nidrei Havoi Nidrei Shkagas Nidrei Einsim." What are Nidrei Shkagas? The reason why it's in parentheses is because Rashi looks like he brings it down himself and it's not in the Gemara. That's all. But it's important to have it here. So Nidrei Shkagas Ketzer. What's an example of Nidrei Shkagas? So the case is like this. Koinim im machalti v'im shesisi. He says, koinim this thing alai, this thing, whatever this thing in front of him is, this kakash cake in front of him, im machalti v'im shesisi, if I ate or drank. V'nizgar, and he remembers now, sha'ochal v'shase, he remembers afterwards, oh yeah, I ate a drink, so I didn't really want to make the nedah. In such a case, it's nidish gagas. It's a raya to rava, that if you made a mistake, and you didn't realize something, so that's called, that's a chsar in adam v'shvur. He didn't realize that he ate something. And let's say he says that she'eini oichel, which Rashi says means, he says, koinim alai dover pleini, im ani oichel yem, if I'm going to eat. And this is where, and this is really where it's the Gea, our sugya, by the way. Because the first case of the Mishnah is a case of past tense. Rava's mechadish, even in the future tense, you can make it into Adam Shua, even though you had the full head by the Shua, but if I make a mistake in the Tanai, then it's not Chal, so that's the Raya. She'eini, his guy says, Koinim, Rashi puts this in, you have to put these words in. Koinim alai dova ployni, if I eat today. Shani oichel sheini shaisa. And shachach v'achol v'shasa, I made a mistake and ate a drink. Now he activated the shvua. What's the halacha? It's not chal. Why? Because it's called nidrish gagos. V'tani alak, Hashem shen nidrish gagos matarim, kach shvua is shgagos matarim. So it's a riot to Rava. Rava said it by Shua, but Rava's halacha is a first halacha about a darm. What does it say in the Mishnah in the darm? If someone says, I'm answering this thing on me if I eat today, and then he forgets and eats, so you would think it's a classic nedah. So you might say eight. No, if you forgot and ate, it's not called activation. It's called Nidrei Shkagos, and that's a raya to Rava's yisoid. Now we have, next Gemara, we have Eifa and his brother, Eifa and Avimai, his brother, they're the sons of Rechava from Pumbedisa, and Eifa learned Shavuos, and then so now his brother Avimai asks him questions, and then he says, "Oh, you got it wrong." So let's see. So one of the things here we discussed yesterday a little bit. Eifa taught Shavuos by Rava. Eifa learned Masechta Shavuos by Rava. So Paga by Avimai Achua, his brother, found him. Amalei asked him a question like this. Think about every question you see. Omalei, shvua shloyachalti. Someone says, shvua that I didn't eat yesterday. And then he says, again, shvua shloyachalti. Shvua I didn't eat yesterday. Mau. Omalei, so Eifa said, that's an easy one. Ain't chayv alachas. Ain't shvua chal shvua, right? Ain't shvua chal shvua. So Omalei, he made a mistake. Ishtabashta, he made a mistake. Harayot a shvua sheker. You said a shvua sheker. The holding of shvua or shvua is only in the future. We spoke of this yesterday. You had this Rishayla. Only in the future. If someone says, I'm not going to eat babka tomorrow, then they say, I'm not going to eat babka tomorrow, that's not chal, because it's already was a shua. So like Rashi called the nishval kaim as a mitzvah. But if he said, I didn't eat yesterday, then I say, again, shua, I didn't eat yesterday, that's two shua sheker. You chayav two for that. That's not chayav one, you chayav two. It's such a case, you chayav two. Some ways to bash, we have to shua sheker, shua sheker. The whole din, ain't shua chal shua, is only of shua in the future. But a past, then it's automatically, upon impact, it's already a shvua sheker, and that's already chal. Each one's chal, it can be chal five times also. If they shvua shalei chal, they shvua shalei chal, each one is chai. That was question number one, and he got it wrong. Next question is the same thing. He asked him, shvua shalei chal teisha, you make a shvua, I'm not going to eat nine pieces of cake, and ve'eser, I'm sure I'm not going to eat 10 pieces of cake. Ma, what's the halacha? So he says, Chayav Kalachas Vachas, because I added on another one. I added on another one. It's Chayav each one. So Malay is the bash made a mistake. Because think about it. If I say I'm not going to eat 9 pieces of cake, I'm not going to eat 9 pieces of cake. So if you eat 10, you're already past 9. So you're impossible to get to 10 without eating 9. So once I make a shua, I'm not going to eat 9 pieces of cake, the next shua is not adding on anything. I'm not going to eat 9 pieces of cake. Huh?
Adding on the
10th
piece.
No, you're not. You can't get to 10 without 9.
I understand. So one on the first nine and one on the
10th. No, it's not in specific cases. I'm not going to eat 9 pieces of cake today. I'm not going to eat 10 pieces of cake today. Okay? If you're not going to eat 9 pieces of cake, you can't get the 10. So it's ready also to eat 9. You hit 9, you're ready, it's also. I'm not going to eat more than 8 pieces of cake today. Eat 9, it's also. So okay, I'm not going to eat 10 pieces of cake. Already also by that. I can't eat 9 already. That's what he says.
Why is it?
That's not going to chal. It's not chal. Shvua shalayach is not chal. Not chal. That's the halacha. It's not chal because ain't shvua chal shvua.
No,
I have one. Shvua shlo oichel. I'm not going to eat, and shvua not going to eat. Only chayav one. So here he thought be moisiv one. So he says chayav kalachas vachas. Almost a bastard. You have to add something on. So, because eat hesha loyachol, esa loyachol. If you can't eat hesha, you can't eat esa. So then he says another shayla. Shvuos loyachol esa, but hesha. He says, make a shvuah, don't eat 10. I'm not going to eat 10. Then he says, I'm not going to eat 9. Mao. So he says, oh, this one I know already. And echayv alacha, so echayv one. Because I'm going to let you know, it's the best mistake. There, it's different. This, I'm not going to eat 10, so only when I eat 10 is chayv. Now, when I eat 9, there, I was ma'isim shvuah. Now, tak, if you eat the 10th one, you'll be chayv. Because there, the 10th one was chal. So it's different chal. So he asked him 3 different questions, and he got them all wrong. So now, Abaye says, it's possible in a case of saying Esther and then Teisha, it is possible to make a case where you only be chayv one taka. But you only have one. Yeah, he'd be right. You only have one. He was wrong. You really have two. Because when you say Esther, when you say Teisha, you're adding on something. Then now you chayv even for 9. But Rabbi says it's possible a case only be chayv one. It'll be possible what Eifa said, you chayv one. Sometimes it could happen. Like Rabbah. Don't Rabbah. Shvua shloichel teinim v'anov. Somebody says shvua makini teinim and anov. Because of a shvua shloichel teinim. Then he says a shvua makini teinim. So here is moisiv something because teinim v'anov went together. And then he says I'm not going to eat teinim. So that's a new shvua. So now if you eat teinim v'anov, you have 2 asurim. First of all, the first shvua, which is chal by itself, and then teinim by itself also chal. So you really have 2. But the law is like this: the topic of desam ralat. Va'ochal teinim. You ate teinim. V'hifresh carbon. You mafresh carbon. Then you ate anovim luchudayu. So now, really, the anovim should now be mitzarf to the teinim. Should chayav too. But he says, since you are mafresh a carbon on teinim, that puts teinim. It's like you mechaper on teinim, puts added an equation. Once it's added an equation now, so you can't be mitzarf to the anovim anymore. Have le anovim chati shir, but chati shir loy mechayev carbon. So the chiddush is first of all that hifresh carbon alone is shtikl kapara. Number one, chiddush number two is that if you brought a carbon, but the carbon didn't go on the te'enim part with the anavim, the te'enim could still be mitzarev anavim. So the chiddush is that since the Rambam holds, even a chatishir of shua is osir, so that carbon was mechapa on the chatishir, and therefore can't be mitzarev anymore to the next the half of the anavim. So now you ate the anavim by itself, and you have one shukes. Hachinami, same thing by esa osir. I'm not going to eat 10. Because I'm a shuah shalachal teisha, which is chal now. The second shuah is chal because I made it even less. I'm chay for. Va'achal teisha, you know, I'm a hifresh carbon. Va'achal achal asiris. So then, since you brought a carbon for the 9, you put aside a carbon for the 9, it can't be missed after the 10. Havala asiris chatzishir. Va'chatzishir loy mechayiv nachayiv on chatzishir. So that's how it's possible that Eifa could be right. I don't know if Eifa meant that, but that's how it's possible that Eifa could be right. So akaponim. That is our sugi over here. The first sugi we learned was with Rava, all of the combinations, and there's the aside there that if the first part of shogi gets Adam Vashua, that's we remember that. It helps a lot of things. And then we had this whole different shilas over here of different things.